At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
It's over
3, 2, 1.
Another number one pick. Yeah. Another number one pick for us. Another one.
Another one.
Welcome back to Drafted. I'm Keegan-Michael Key, and this is our 10th and final episode of the season. Anthony Edwards has just been selected number one overall in the NBA draft. He silenced any criticism and doubt about his abilities. His supposed poor performance at the Clutch Pro Day, and even the last-minute questions about his passion for the game. At the end of the day, none of that affected his standing.
So much for the bad showing at the Pro Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did we do that?
Right.
That's Clutch Sports founder and CEO Rich Paul. He's watching the draft in Los Angeles with the Clutch team, while continuing to work the phones as the next few draft picks get announced.
Oh, what's up, bro?
What do you think the most challenging thing will be?
Thank you. Thank you. We still in it.
Well, you're going to have to ask me that in a few months.
Yeah. I got one more guy on the board. Tyrese Maxey. He should be now. Yeah, we're going to see.
At this point, the first 16 picks have come and gone, and Tyrese Maxey is still on the board. Rich's intel from around the league is that Tyrese could be selected anywhere from pick 12 to 24. So he should be drafted at any moment. And right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves are on the clock again with pick 17. They reportedly want another guard, meaning Tyrese and Anthony could end up as teammates in the NBA. This unlikely outcome suddenly seems very possible, until the Timberwolves trade the pick to Oklahoma City, who select a forward from Greece. Pick 18 and 19 also go by without Commissioner Adam Silver calling Tyrese's name. This puts the Miami Heat on the clock with pick 20. ESPN pundits and analysts say the Heat could be a perfect home for Tyrese. Here's Jay Billis on the ESPN draft broadcast.
They've had a lot of success with Tyler Hero out of Kentucky, Bam Adebayo out of Kentucky. Don't you just take Tyrese Maxey and go, let's stick with this Kentucky thing, it's working.
Might as well, it certainly has.
Rich Paul watches on as Adam Silver arrives with the pick.
With the 20th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Precious Achiuwa from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, and the University of Memphis.
Precious Achiuwa was the player of the year in the American Athletic Conference. He was the only freshman in Division I to average a double-double
this past year. Who? Precious? I didn't watch enough of him.
Now the Philadelphia 76ers are on the clock with pick 21, another team that has been rumored to need a guard. If Tyrese is feeling nervous, he's not showing it or saying much about it. Commissioner Silver returns with the 76ers' selection.
With the 21st pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Tyrese Maxey from the University of Kentucky.
Well, jubilation, and rightfully so, for Tyrese Maxey out of Kentucky. That's going into an excellent situation with Philadelphia.
After the cheering stops, Tyrese and his parents do their interview with ESPN.
Tyrese, your mom says that your parents knew that you would be an NBA player when you were 5 years old. What do you want to show your family that you can do in this league?
I just want to show them that I can compete and do what I know that I can do. I trust myself. I put the work in, and I'm just so excited, man. I'm so thankful.
What have you learned from the time you've spent playing with Rajon Rondo and the like?
I learned a lot. I'm sorry.
It is a big moment for
you. I learned so much from Rondo. I really appreciate him, man. He took the time out of his day every single morning to teach me the tricks of the trade. And I want to say thank you so much. And I thank Philadelphia for this opportunity. I promise you it won't be a regret.
Nobody in the draft was more prepared for this moment than Tyrese, and it still overwhelms him. All the days and years of hard work come rushing back. In the moment, they're specifically talking about those grueling daily workouts with All-Star guard Rajon Rondo in Los Angeles, the ones we heard about in Episode 6. And even that was just one summer out of a lifetime he's committed to get to the NBA. While Tyrese goes off to briefly celebrate with his parents and do more media appearances, Rich gets on the phone with Tyrese's uncle Brandon.
Wow. B. Wow. Wow. I'm telling you, bro, listen, it don't get no better. Think about it. That's what I've been telling you. I've been telling y'all the whole time. It's fit over pick. When you look at Philadelphia, exactly, and think about this. How did Doc Rivers just play Lou Williams?
Exactly.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. So now you got Ben, Danny Green, Tobias, Joel, and then their second unit is gonna feature Tyrese.
They're talking about Philadelphia coach Doc Rivers, who has a reputation for developing young players and especially guards. In fact, he even helped Rajon Rondo win a championship in Boston. This elite 76ers coaching staff and the fact that they're a contending playoff team who need another guard off the bench make Rich and Uncle Brandon thrilled about Tyrese's new home. Now Brandon gives the phone to Tyrese.
Hello?
Reese, you good?
I'm good, man, I'm good.
No, I just seen you crying on the thing. I was like, I'm so happy for you, man. I was just telling your uncle, man, it's just a great, Philly about to call you, it's just a great, I'm so happy you went there, man. I'm so happy you there.
Appreciate it.
So, and listen, and don't worry about anybody that went before you. That ain't about nothing, bro. Trust me.
Yup.
Trust me. Okay.
I ain't tripping.
Okay.
Tyrese seems unfazed about being picked near the end of his projected range, anywhere from pick 12 to 24. But University of Kentucky head coach John Calipari has some strong feelings about when his former star guard was selected.
I thought he should have gone earlier. Let me just tell you. There's a lot of people who are going to regret that they passed. There's about 8 positions that they're going to look back a few years from now and say, look where he went and where he could have gone. But he goes to Philly. Do you know who the last player Doc had for us and how he did with him? It was Shai.
That's guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the 11th pick in the 2018 draft, who played for Coach Doc Rivers in Los Angeles that season. Under Coach Rivers, Shai steadily improved and has continued to do so after being traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's now averaging over 23 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. His trajectory over his first 3 seasons is the ideal roadmap for Tyrese. Here again is Coach Cal.
I'm going to go deeper. You may not understand this. Sam Cassell was helping tutor John Wall in Washington, Shea, and now he has Tyrese. So as an assistant in Philly, you got a guy that was a point guard play for me, by the way. Led us to the playoffs, by the way. Won a few championships, by the way. Doc's won championships. He's going to turn around Philly, and Tyrese is going to be a part of it. Tyrese is going to have a great run. Proud of him.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The first round of the draft ends, and then the second. 60 new players have been given a chance to join the NBA. Anthony and Tyrese will have the night to celebrate their life-changing accomplishments. Then, tomorrow morning, their new lives begin. Here's Justin Holland on just how fast NBA life comes at you when you're the number one pick.
So after his name was called, what they don't tell you is behind the scenes, he has to do like 2.5 hours worth of interviews. So, you know, we celebrated, everybody hugged and embraced each other, and he disappeared for 2.5 hours while everybody else just kind of watched the remainder of the draft. And so I guess we spoke with the team's front office, and they wanted us in Minnesota the next day, so they were sending us a jet at 4 p.m.
The Timberwolves planned to fly them to Minnesota less than 24 hours after making Anthony the top selection.
His agent Omar calls us about 12, he says, we're going to send a Uber at 3:40 for a 4 o'clock flight. So I thought that was like the weirdest thing in the world because my bags were packed and ready around noon, you know, busy Atlanta airport. And no, they said we're going to the signature airport. So that was pretty cool. And the Uber let us off and we walked right to the plane. And, you know, Ant being his normal, composed self, I'm like, Ant, you've been on a private jet, right? He's like, yeah, we rode on these at Georgia. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, I'm tired of acting like I've been here before. I'm taking pictures this time because I hadn't taken any pictures this whole process. I'm taking pictures. So first we take a picture with the pilot. Then we walk on the plane. And Ant says, what is this? He's like, is this what it's like to be rich? I don't ever want to go broke again. And so I was like, well, I guess you ain't really been on a jet. He was like, nah, the Georgia jet ain't nothing like this. So, you know, they had it laid out for him. And, you know, they had the Minnesota newspaper. He was on the cover of the paper. And they had those newspapers sitting out on the seat. So for us, like, that was just like the coolest thing in the world.
They arrive in Minneapolis and it still feels like they're living a dream or perhaps inhabiting someone else's life.
Once we landed in Minnesota, it just didn't seem real because, you know, I've been knowing him for so long. You know, it goes from like when I met him, nobody really cared who he was. 2 years after that, you know, you have people asking for his autograph. And for me, I was like, nobody cared who he was 2 years ago. Now you push it back, you know, 5-6 years later, and he's the number one draft pick. So, but to me, he's still the kid nobody cared about. You know what I mean?
Everyone in the league were stunned at how fast things moved because of the pandemic throwing off the entire calendar this year. Here's Molly McQuaid, manager of basketball at Clutch Sports.
The flight was at 4 o'clock. So, you know, as that night I texted Wes saying, okay, we need some clothes for a press conference. And then we literally went to the mall and went to get Ant a jacket, myself a jacket, and Omar a jacket. And then, yeah, flew out at 4 o'clock that night and got to Minnesota. And I think that I can't speak for Anthony, but, you know, a real moment for him was, you know, when we got to the hotel, the whole front office executive team was there and they had their photographer. And it was just kind of a surreal moment that everyone kind of showed up to welcome him to Minnesota.
Justin Holland again.
When we landed, you know, it was a photographer capturing photos when he was getting off the plane. But then we got into like a really, really nice like Sprinter van that drove us through Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we arrive at the hotel. The entire Minnesota Timberwolves organization is outside clapping and waiting on us to get off the bus. And it's like, y'all, everybody's clapping for this knucklehead. Like, you know, the young fella. So for me, it's like, you know, I don't really realize, you know, because to me, Anthony is Anthony until I see things like that. I was like, well, technically, I guess he is. He's the number one draft pick. He is what he is. And even after that, we're on the elevator and we're going up the elevator and I get off on like the 12th, 13th floor and we all looking at our keys and he's like, well, I'm on floor 21, but the last number said 20. I was like, you're in the penthouse. You know what I mean? So like even him, I think like it surprised him. But then I thought about it again. I was like, you know, they make penthouses for guys like the number one draft pick. That's why penthouses exist. It makes sense. But yeah, when I see things like that, it's like, wow, dude, you really have you've transformed yourself to be, you know, to be a somebody.
This transition from college kid to being, as Justin put it, a somebody, would normally occur over months. In 2019, the last pre-pandemic season, the NBA draft was in June, and the first game didn't tip off until late October. Rookies and young players participated in training camps and played in an entire summer league, plus a preseason, all before ever playing their first NBA minute. This year, those surreal moments like Anthony's first time on a private jet or in a penthouse happen as they're already rolling into the new season. After 8 months of waiting for the draft, Tyrese and Anthony now have 3 weeks until the first preseason game starts on December 11th. Here's Justin again.
The turnaround time is so quick, so he didn't even have a chance to really sit and celebrate or anything. It's time to go to work. Like we got more goals. We want to win Rookie of the Year, and we can't win Rookie of the Year celebrating and, you know, celebrating about something that happened 2 weeks ago. We're living in the now. We're pushing forward.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It isn't just Anthony and his crew who need to find new winter coats after the draft. Tyrese flies to Philadelphia almost immediately after being selected, and his parents join him as they all try to quickly establish a new life on the chilly East Coast.
You can't tell me this mask is the best right now because the wind will be blowing in your face. Welcome to Philly. You're getting you a good taste of Philly today. Ooh, man. That snow is gonna get you.
Late November in Philly shows Tyrese just how different life will be compared to his time in Garland, Texas. And it's not only the weather that takes him by surprise.
How much time you spend in the gym or with your teammates or with any the organization period is literally You have, like I said, from 12. So tomorrow we have practice from 12 to 2. That is the only time that it's not optional to be there.
Wow.
And then Mark just said, oh, you have optional breakfast on the road from 8 to whatever time. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't optional at Kentucky.
At the University of Kentucky, Tyrese had mandatory meals, meetings, practices, weight sessions, study hours, and all kinds of other required team events. In the pros, you're responsible for most of your own time and training. In addition, Tyrese will have a long and grueling regular season schedule with constant travel, along with the off-the-court commitments like endorsements and media appearances. Having friends or family nearby is invaluable at this point in his life, especially for someone who just turned 20 years old. That's why the Maxis are looking for an apartment for Tyrese and Brandon, and another one for his parents, Denise and Tyrone.
downtown. Mm-hmm. They don't kick it like this downtown, though.
No, but this is how it looks in
New York
and Chicago.
Maybe that's why.
That's why people, it's a bit different when you know. Mm-hmm. I know people say, oh my God, Dallas is so open. It is open, but you see how spread out it is. People are on top of each other like this.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That's also true.
They don't really gather like this in one spot.
Yeah. There's so many different places to go and move around. I mean, not saying they should be open, but
not saying that either. But I'm just saying it's a lot more spread out in Dallas. Than
it's the opposite way. It's like too tight.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
The St. James, you were looking at two bedrooms. You saw, or was it just?
Where you know what? I don't have it with me now.
No, that's fine. I asked. Whoops, I told her we both. So
that's Clutch agent Mark Murray, who came along to help the Maxis navigate the new city and their apartment hunting trip.
You ain't looking at no brownstones, Mom?
No.
This is kind of cool, I ain't even gonna lie.
I kind of did a little bit of both. I thought maybe if I found a one bedroom that's big enough, I like it, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really just totally shut off the idea of a one bedroom. I don't need anything separate like Tyrese was trying to do for him and Brandon.
Tyrese's uncle Brandon plans to stay with him in Philly, like he did in Los Angeles all summer. The pressure, busy schedules, and lack of structure in the NBA often leads to friends or family moving in with young players to help support them like this, especially as they get settled in a completely new part of the country. Here's Mark again on how this seemingly ordinary task of moving felt very different from Tyrese's point of view.
Tyrese is coming from Texas, so he's not used to the city life, and he's not used to the high-rise skyscraper buildings. And he was so excited to get a nice apartment, you know, a high-rise apartment. And it's a big deal. It's his first place, you know, on his own as a 20-year-old kid. Obviously, most people can't even get their own place at 20 like that, you know, so it was a big deal for him personally, not just professionally. And I think he really enjoyed it.
They look all over the city, at all kinds of price ranges, and for all sorts of communities for Tyrese and Brandon and his parents.
It's like where some old, these old people live over here, Mom. Y'all fit right in. Look at them. Y'all fit right in with the old folks. Huh, that's where y'all want to stay with the old folks. That's your home. Can we go to the 50K? Can we just at least drop over there? I gotta see it.
The one?
What was it called? 500, Mama?
Yeah.
Yeah, drop over there. See that? I ain't got nothing else to do.
Oh, the one that's 15K
one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to see it.
There's one apartment on their list that rents for $15,000 a month. A staggering sum of money for almost everyone on Earth, but especially for a guy who was living in a dorm room 8 months earlier. So that's where they're headed next.
I may actually go in there and like it. That's the funny part about it.
What, the 15,000?
Nah, I'm not talking about the 15,000. You gonna like it. Yeah, you gonna like that regardless.
Probably this silver one.
No, that's not extravagant at all. That can't be it.
Oh, man.
That can't be it. That's not 15K worthy, man. That can't be it. Did it say start at 15K?
Start.
Nah, come on, bro.
She may have been 1500.
Yeah. She has, bro. Look at that.
No, I remember that text. That was 15,000.
No.
I remember thinking, like, why?
See where it could be.
Right here. It's right here, Mom.
That's definitely part.
What?
Yeah, 500.
Okay, yeah.
They pull up to the building.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to get?
Mike. They shouldn't be even allow us in the building at 15K. It should not have no access to it. So yeah, it's good. You can't even get in this mug. 15K. You can't get in right here either. I can afford it though, huh? Technically. Technically.
That's the building?
It better be. I was about to say, is this really happening?
Yeah, but
somehow. Like, is this really happening?
He's still having a hard time even imagining this life, where $180,000 a year could go to an apartment, just like Anthony flying on a private jet, or realizing the penthouse is reserved for him. Tyrese still hasn't come to terms with his dreams actually having come true. And because of the pandemic, there was almost no bridge from his old life to this new one. There's no time to stop and dwell on the changes. Tyrese and his family have to move on to the next building, and then the next. And after they finish looking at apartments for the day, the Maxis return to their hotel.
Where are you going? I'm going to my room.
Oh,
it's hard. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna lay right in my bed for a little bit. Oh, man.
He lies down, exhausted, and turns off his mic, perhaps taking a moment to let it all sink in. His lifetime of ambition to get here. His new team. His new city. Learning a new system. Finding a new apartment. And transforming from a teenager to a multimillionaire professional athlete, all in 3 weeks. For Anthony and Tyrese, the draft ended one chapter of their lives and instantly began a new one. All those months of waiting and uncertainty are finally over. Their first NBA season tips off in only a few days. And before long, the next draft, with 60 new players, will be looming on the horizon. Now it's time to get to work. Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Sean Titone, L. Key, and me, Keegan-Michael Key. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Jared Brom is our coordinating producer. Trey McCain is our associate producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. Mixed and edited by Steven Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer, June Rosen, and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.